You are sitting in the right position. You are sitting nice there. It's a nice position to sit, you know. I can't pretend that we would not like to have to, we wouldn't like to win tonight. Of course, we wanted to win tonight. But also, it's okay. It's a good position also.
The big issue on Sokola Duma Radio.
If ever there was an impression that this was going to be an easy title race, well, there you have it from Coach Pitso Mosimane. He appreciates the position that he finds himself in at number two. However, he also acknowledges that this is going to be very tough. There are now four teams, in my opinion, that look set for a very tight title race, with Bidvest, Pirates, Sundowns and Cape Town City in that order occupying 1 to 4th spot. So who will win the title? Who is the deciding factor in the title race, and who are the dark horses in this title race? Should we discount anyone out, or should we include all four plus the 5-6 others that are still out there with an outside chance of winning the Absa Premiership title? Hello, my name is Nkululeko Nkewu, and this is The Big Issue. On the show, we'll chat to Kola Magwaza, who is a podcast host of the Pitch Invasion podcast with Lwazi Zinkqubo and Imeka Onyadika. We'll speak to him about the title race. We'll also speak to the Kickoff Magazine editor, Zola Dota, will give us his opinions about the title race as well. We'll also speak to a former Mamelodi Sundowns League title winner, Mr. Eric Ramasike, about this title race, because it's getting hot in here and people are taking all their clothes off. Some teams are consistent, some are. It's getting too hot in the kitchen, so they cannot handle the heat. So if you cannot handle the heat, like Mark Williams always say, you get the hell out of the kitchen. So thank you very much for being with us. Have fun, enjoy the ride on this Big Issue episode. Every Wednesday, you can get yourself a copy of the Sokola Duma newspaper for only R3.90 this Wednesday. What was covered on the CS special was an interesting story about Rodney Ramagarera and the fact that he is suspended somewhat by his team, Polokwane City. We speak to the bosses, we speak to the players' representatives about the situation. It seemingly is a matter about a contract that was signed, a pre-contract that was signed to another team, and now his team is revolting. There are words like insubordination mentioned with regards to Rodney Ramagarera. So if you want to check out the full story, you can buy yourself a copy of the Sokola Duma newspaper for only R3.90.
Sanbonan and Kuruma Nombunke Nitinga Hamasted. And it's in the night. Kibonas Kamaki put as it has a lady to the Yamaka Master down night. Go by Kitsimas as we need in Ying. I feel like a papa group plane and Osan Towns and Ovet about call. Bayo Hamba Bill and Bats and the season.
Hello, Ndemu Msiong, Afetumaga. It is our Tata League, the 9 games, Ishaglay, the Pirates. Chengwan Sichon, J. Pirates, Yadlan, and Yabalek, Ya Attack, is missing with no Tata Cup.
I believe Sundowns and Cape Town City have the momentum and pedigree to lift this trophy. As for since Pirates and Vets, they are too complacent, and I don't think they will get to the top two. Maybe 3 and 4. Sundowns, Cape Town City, they are aggressive, they are mean, they know what they are doing, they know what they want, so I believe they will lift this trophy.
There we are. Well, thank you very much for some of those voice notes and your views as well. As the points suggest, 36, 38, 36, and 33 points, it suggests that things are a little bit tight and people are slightly undecided, or one person will mention this team and three other people will mention three other teams. It's indicative of where we are and where we find ourselves in this PSL title race. So thank you very much for those voice notes. now. Xola Magwaza is one of the pundits or the hosts for the Pitch Invasion podcast. You will find him and Loazi and Imeka talking about all things football. Right, he joins us now on the line to chat about this PSL title race. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm good, man. Tell us about the Pitch Invasion podcast. When did it start and where is it available?
Well, we are 27 episodes deep. So if I do my backtrack, we got 27 weeks ago, which is about 6 months ago.
Sure.
And basically, you can get it on iTunes and Iona FM and on SoundCloud. And basically, we're a podcast where we discuss football, be it local, international, Premier League, Absa Prem, you name it, everything all over the world. And it's also more of an engaging show amongst us as a host, because we don't just always agree on the same topic. And, sure. You know, we tend to give each other backlash and a little bit of banter and a bit of jive thrown in and there. So it's a bunch of guys that, you know, really obviously into football and, you know, analyzing, forecasting, debating, tackling and discussing all football stories.
Yeah, I mean, it's yourself, Xola Magwaza, and Loazi Zikubu, and Imeka.
Imeka in your DK, yes.
Yes. I enjoyed one that I listened to, the latest episode that you guys have. It's an engaging kind of podcast, and it's lovely because it covers, of course, local football and international football. And we're looking forward to working with you guys. We'll reveal more, of course, as the weeks go on, that we'll try and integrate the show on the Sokala Duma channel, Sokala Duma radio channel.
We're excited ourselves. We're really excited. I mean, who hasn't, you know, purchased a copy of Sokala Duma? I mean, I've been a big fan for years myself. So, I mean, to be on this platform, really, it is truly an honor.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Looking forward to working with you. Now, on the PSL title race, the Absa Premiership has a number one that is on 38 points, a number two that is on 36, and a number three that is on 36 points, plus a number four in Cape Town City is on 33 points. It looks a little bit tight. Some people are saying even SuperSport United on 32 points should not be ruled out at the moment. A lot of our fans on social media have had a say about this topic, which will play throughout this podcast. Tell me about your impression on the title race with 9-10 games left.
I mean, it's interesting. I mean, you mentioned SuperSport, and I think you have to throw in, strangely enough, Kaizer Chiefs in there. I mean, I think they're on the same point or just below SuperSport. Yeah. And I mean, had they beaten Polokwane City, if it wasn't for another goalkeeping mistake, you know, we'd be talking about Chiefs, you know, sneaking in there. And I think they still also have this and Sundowns to play, if I'm not mistaken. So they also have a big hand in the title race, because they could, you know, spoil the party for either Vitz or Sundowns. And you look at Pirates' results, I really thought when Pirates lost to SuperSport, I thought, you know, it was over for them. But then Vitz and Sundowns drew, and then Sundowns drew again. And, you know, so it's really tough to say right now. And I think for the likes of Pirates and Sundowns, I think what's really going to sort of come to question for them is, where do their priorities lie? Because they also still have continental football to deal with. And a team like Sundowns, you know, they have the squad big enough to say, okay, you know, in these types of games, you know, in CAF, for example, you can throw in the Brockies, you can throw in the Lafords, you know, you can throw in the Mweeney goal, but then for the Absa Premiership, they can, you know, sort of play their strong squad. With a team like Pirates, don't really have a squad the size of Sundowns' caliber. So, you know, they might have to make a decision, because they're not that far off. And with this, of course, you know, this has been on top for a very, very long time. I actually can't even think back to when Vitz went on top. And, you know, they seem to be also, you know, making sure that whatever happens, that they're maintaining their place. And, I mean, the draw with Sundowns, you know, it's more 2 points lost for Vitz, because they were at home against 10 men. They could have really put pressure on Sundowns, because even though Sundowns have games in hand, you know, as you can see, you know, they're not a guaranteed win. So I think it's really going to go down to the wire. And I think, you know, like I said, with Sundowns and Pirates, you know, I think for them, you know, the CAF commitments are going to really, really come into question as to, you know, how much commitment are they going to make, you know, on that front versus the league.
Yeah, I mean, there is a tribute to the PSL, or the Absa Premiership rather, that the inconsistency and the, you know, Sometimes we mention inconsistency and some people say it's tribute to the competitiveness of the league. For me personally, it's really inconsistent. At times you would think that going into a match against Highlands Park, which they lost, Bidvest would have won or should have won. They play Black Leopards, it's 1-1, they win on extra time. The same with Sundowns, the same with Orlando Pirates as well, that they lost to SuperSport United, albeit SuperSport are a strong team anyways. But there's a lot of moments where you feel like, okay, this team is supposed to win against that team, based on form at least and based on the strength of the squad. But most of the time it doesn't happen. And as a result, we have a league that is number 9 is only 10 points away from the top, you know. So what do you make of the inconsistencies? Are you part of the people that say it's tribute to the competitiveness of the league, or teams are just simply inconsistent?
I think there's a case for both arguments, to be completely honest with you, because I think neither is greater than the other. I mean, you can look at the foot of the table. AmaZulu started off with a deficit of points.
Sure.
And somehow, you know, Maritzburg are the one that looked like they're going down. Chiefs, you know, started off the season with three coaches and four in 2 months. Now they're on the rise. So it's a league that, you know, like, you know, you can make a case for either argument because both are strong arguments. And I think for the teams at the top, you know, they've managed to build a sort of buffer to stay up there. Pirates, Vets, and SuperSport. I mean, SuperSport at the start of the season, you know, they look like title favorites. And then they sort of had a lull in the middle of the season, and then now they're back in the picture. So, you know, to be honest with you, I think there's a strong case for both. And, you know, like I said with Kaizer Chiefs, I mean, they started off with the Salinas reign where, you know, they were drawing virtually every game. And now, you know, under Ernst Middendorf, there seems to be new life. And I think they're only 9 points away from this. And like I said, if I'm not mistaken, I'll have to check the fixtures. I think they still have to play Sundowns and this. Now, let's say they maintain their form and manage to beat Sundowns and this. Before you know it, you know, they're only 3 points off this. So there is, you know, that side of the consistency, the inconsistency. But then there's also the side of, you know, the top 3-4 teams where you can say, for an extended period, you know, they've sort of maintained that top four. I don't think that top four, I mean, Polokwane City, for example, they were third, second at some point.
Yeah.
And, you know, they also had a string of inconsistent results. But, you know, now that continental football is finally taken serious in South Africa, so now, you know, there's a third and a fourth place to actually play for. I mean, you look at a team like Polokwane City, I mean, wouldn't it be fantastic for a team like them to notch up a fourth spot or third place spot and see them in African competition. So there is an argument for both.
Yeah, all right. In wrapping up then, before I let you go, I have to make you choose. Bidvest Wits, Orlando Pirates, Sundowns or Cape Town City. We'll leave it at there because those are the teams that look strong enough to be able, or they've amassed enough points to be able to be considered title chasers. Cape Town City, Sundowns, Pirates, Bidvest Wits. For you, Mr. Magwaza, who looks strong and who looks like they have the momentum to be able to carry it on until the finish line?
Without sounding too biased and giving away which team I actually support, but there's a team in Soweto out of all those teams that you mentioned, you know, that I think if you can look at the run that they have leading to the end of the season, I mean, they've dealt with SuperSport, they've dealt with the Derby, so you know, when I look at Pirates, you know, the 4-1 win against AmaZulu to me showed me a team that is able to bounce back. I think the SuperSport game was a pick and game. It was either between those two teams. I don't think it was a surprise loss, but Pirates seem to be playing the sort of football that is attacking, and they seem to be more of the hungrier in terms of the way they play. Where Sundowns and Vets, you know, they're still playing with a bit of caution. And, you know, I don't see that much aggression in terms of them going for the league title. So I must back Pirates in this one.
All right then. Mr. Xola Magwaza, thank you so much, man, for speaking to us on Soccer Laduma Radio.
No, thank you, guys. I really appreciate the time.
Hey, guys. It's Soccer Laduma. Lebohang Kabela here from Mamelodi. I'll be talking in behalf of Orlando Pirates and Mamelodi Sundowns. They are level on points and Sundowns is 2 games behind. You know, they have 2 games in hand. But on current form, I believe that Sundowns has a better chance of retaining the league because they know how to manage games. We even saw when they played against Vets, the way they were lining up after they lost a player with a red card. They knew what to do. The Orlando Pirates, they're not consistent, and I think that would be detrimental because they still have to face Vets, they still have to play against Cape Town City, and then they still have to play against Mamelodi Sundowns.
It should be decided on the final day. Reason being, all the three top teams have been dropping points now and then, so it's very tricky to decide which team is going to win the league, but sure that Orlando Pirates will perform something or do something this season will win the league. But it won't be easy because we're still playing Kev and sometimes has games in hand and Beatrice will be doing what is called smash and grab, meaning they'll just win by 1-0 and defend the whole game. So it won't be easy.
Radio. Joining me now in studio is Kickoff Magazine editor Zola Dota. Zola, thank you very much, man, for joining us on Sokola Duma Radio. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing good. And you?
I'm good, man. Thank you so much. Interestingly, the latest edition of this Kickoff Magazine, I enjoyed it. I usually enjoy the conversations with guys like Gareth Devine, the throwbacks. I really, really enjoy that. Yeah. It's well-researched. It's beautiful just taking us back to a period that we once had in South African football. One that piqued my eye, though, was the Secret Footballer. Of course, anyone who doesn't know the Secret Footballer, is the premise is that we take you guys take a former player, they talk about the topic on condition of anonymity. So we don't know who that person was, but the topic was about the African Cup of Nations for the under-23s, or was it the under-20s? Yeah, the under-20s, and the age cheating that is involved there. What prompted you guys to go for that topic specifically?
Look, the biggest problem with these tournaments is that a lot of these players come through those sort of tournaments. They come through the under-20 African Championship, and then after that they go to the World Cup. But the problem is that as soon as they get into the senior team level, a lot of these guys retire when they are 28, 29.
Yeah.
You know, we don't see them after they reach the age of 30.
Yeah.
So what prompted me to do that was, let's look at the problem. Like, what is the biggest problem facing African football? Because, I mean, this is very common with African players that these guys play very well when they're 17. But as soon as they're 28, 29, they just disappear. Mm. So the issue of age cheating came up, which is it's very big because, I mean, even like in countries like Ghana, not only in South Africa, countries like Ghana, Nigeria, there were a lot of players as well who came through at the very young age but couldn't play after the age of 30.
Yeah, I'm interested though in South Africa because there seems to be a perception, and I think that the perception is fed by our stature. Like physically, when you look at a South African player, you would think that if he's saying he's 20, you are inclined to believe that he is actually 20.
Yeah.
But a Nigerian, a Guinean player, Equatorial Guinean player, if he's saying he's 20 and he is 6'5", and he looks strongly built, you know, you are inclined to not believe him. The opposite is true. So South African players, the player who was the Secret Footballer did mention that even him, and we've known stories about players who cheated about their age. Do you think that is endemic? And how much of, if you can give me percentages, how much of even the PSL players, when you look at their age, do you believe them?
Look, it's very difficult to say because, I mean, this thing starts at a very young age. So it's difficult even for the clubs to track it themselves.
Sure.
Because once a player goes to the Home Affairs and get like a permanent ID or even a passport, even if it's fake, there's no way a club can say this is not
true. Not your age,
even though you can see that the player is old. But if the player produces the proof of a passport.
Yeah.
And the thing is, the interesting thing about the topic with the Secret Footballer is that the biggest issue he raises is what these guys are using this to get out of poverty. I'm not making excuses.
Absolutely, yeah.
So they see this. They see football as their way out of poverty.
Yeah.
As a result, the quick fix is to make sure that you cut your age so that you can increase your chances of getting to Europe.
Yeah.
Because European clubs don't look for players who are 25 and 26.
Sure.
They look
for
guys who are 19 and 18.
So it is conceivable then that with the tournament that we've watched, which we're happy for Amajita because they've qualified for the World Cup, another youth team qualifying for a World Cup, we seem to be doing well there. But it is conceivable that we've, in that under 20 tournament, there were 18 year olds playing against 35, 30 year olds.
Definitely. That is something we can, I mean, this is something that has been going going on forever, definitely. Even at the Olympic tournaments, you can see that, like, some of these guys are actually older than they say they are. But, I mean, what can you really do? It's really hard. Even FIFA's, like, is having a difficult time dealing with this matter, because there's no way you can prove. If a player says to you, I'm 20 when they're 25, how do you disprove that?
Yeah,
you
know, I mean,
it's a difficult thing to do.
They've tried the technology of detecting the bones and then predicting how old are you. Of course, we've seen that hasn't helped us much because this age cheating continues. However, you are here because there is a big issue which we are discussing on the podcast, which is the PSL title race. Bidvest Reds, Cape Town City, Orlando Pirates, and Mamelodi Sundowns. For me, that's my opinion, and that's what I've put out there on social media for the engagement of our fans, that those are the teams that look prime to have a slog at it, and they are closer to the finishing line than SuperSport and Kaizer Chiefs and all the other teams on less than 30 points. Talk to us about the title race and what your impression is so far.
Look, my impression is Sundowns started very well. They were involved in Africa and obviously had a lot of game in hands. But the problem is that with those game in hands, they didn't take advantage.
Yeah.
Because if they had won two games out of all those games in hand, they were going to be in a very, very good position.
Yeah, it would have been a 4-point lead or so.
Exactly. Even like the game against Vest, I think they could have won it. So this is going to be a very, very tricky thing, because Vest is also consistent. Kevin Hunt is not going to give it up so easy.
Sure.
Even though Sundowns have experience, but Vest are very big fighters. But for me, the biggest decisive factor in this league title race is Cape Town City.
Yeah,
I'm not saying Cape Town City is going to win the league, but Cape Town City will have a say in terms of who wins the league. If you look at their fixtures,
they potentially will play number one and number two and number three at some point.
They're playing Sundowns twice. They're also playing Vets. So Cape Town City will and Cape Town City is not under pressure.
Sure.
Cape Town City is winning matches and they're doing
They already
very
have
well.
A cup in the bag, so their season doesn't hinge on the EPSA Premiership.
Exactly, and the club owners don't expect them to win the league.
Sure.
So this is going to be difficult, especially for Sundowns, because as you know that in the MTN 8, they were knocked out by Cape Town City.
By the same team. It's very interesting because I've spoken to two people on the same podcast, and we never really got to Cape Town City per se, but they would be the king makers. Talk to us about Benny McCarthy and what this essentially means for his career. Now, we already know he's a legitimate coach because he's won something. We thought, okay, it was maybe his legacy that has got him the job at Cape Town City, but we are now seeing, aside from the off-field things that we can talk about other podcasts, but talk to me about him as a tactician. What have you been able to observe about his teams?
Look, the truth about Benny is that Benny is using his personality to persuade the players to play for him.
Sure.
Benny is, for me, more like Jomo Sono.
Sure.
Jomo Sono as a coach was not very tactically astute.
Okay.
But he is someone who was very motivational. He used the statue as Jomo Sono, the legend, so that he can persuade the players to play for him. And that's how we were successful at the 1998 African Nations Cup. It's the same with Benny. I've been to some of the training sessions. Benny's a very good motivator. And those players listen to him. And most importantly, that's what matters to players. You can have as many tactics as you can, but if the players don't want to play for you, then you're in big trouble.
Yeah.
And fortunately for Benny McCarthy, the players want to play for him. They want to do everything for him. And the good thing about his team is that most of these guys are at the beginning of their careers.
Sure.
So they're still trying to prove a point, which is what we are seeing at Cape Town.
Yeah,
City.
It also helps that they have memories of this guy scoring goals for Bafana Bafana and winning the Champions League when they were kids. All right, let's move on then. Last few ones, because we've touched on Cape Town City and Mamelodi Sundowns somewhat. Bidvest Wits and Orlando Pirates.
Yeah.
There is an opinion and a view that Pirates could take it, but the problem is that they are also in continental competitions like Mamelodi Sundowns.
Yeah.
And then which leaves us with Bidvest Wits, who are at the top of the table, have no other competition other than the EPSA Premiership to focus on. Talk to us about those two teams before we close the conversation.
And the biggest advantage with Wits is that they can grind the results.
Sure.
No one expects Wits to play very well, and Kevin Hunt doesn't care about playing very good football.
Sure.
So he just wants to grind the results. He's going to do his maths. He's going to see which games they can get a draw. But Paris doesn't have that luxury. Paris is under pressure to get results. Paris is also under pressure to play football in a certain way. But this is a very decisive season for Orlando Paris. Because just like Kaizer Chiefs, Orlando Paris haven't won a trophy since...
in around 5 years or
in
something
5 years,
that.
And that's a very long time. So the coach is going to be under pressure if
it's a shame. You know, as you are mentioning that, it's a shame because I always, always personally stand up for Milutin Radojevic, because you can see the difference between Pirates with Shell Yonorve and whoever replaced him. I can't even remember the people that were trying to replace Muhsin Etegral when he left. You can see that there's a huge difference, and they were number two last season. They play absolutely beautiful football, but last season they were number two, and now if they end up as number two, it will be the same as coach Eric Tinkler or Roger Dessau, one of the coaches who went to multiple finals, but there was no tangible result at the end of the day. They had to let him go.
So definitely they're going to feel the pressure, because I mean, if you remember Ruud Krol, that's the same thing he felt. Pirates was playing beautiful football. They were passing the ball around. They had exciting players. But his first two seasons, the truth is they didn't yield anything. There was no trophies. It was only his third season where he felt the pressure and won three league trophies. So Micho and Rulani, as well as
Fadlu Davids.
Pirates have invested a lot in that squad. They've invested in the technical team. They've invested in the players. So the truth is they have no excuse not to win the league. So they are as under pressure as Vets, as well as Mamelodi Sundowns.
Okay, if you were to put your head on the table for you, I said at the beginning of the season Sundowns, and I still maintain Sundowns. Every season I say Sundowns, because I look, I rate the squad. I say, okay, this looks the better squad. And then Pizzo has been number one, number two, number one, number two, number one, number two over the past season. So that's based on that for me. Always, I will not change my opinion. Yourself, when you look at the current situation, who do you tip for it?
Okay, I would go for Sundowns because of their experience as well as the depth and the fact that they have two games in hand. So I'll go for Sundowns. After Sundowns, I'll say Vets. But Pirates and Cape Town City, not really.
You feel like they're adding the numbers?
No, they just they'll be there. I mean, especially Cape Town City, they'll play a decisive role in terms of deciding who wins the league.
Sure.
But ultimately, it's going to be between Sundowns and Vets. And Sundowns will clinch it for me.
All right, Mr. Zulatoda, thank you very much, man, for speaking to us on Sokola Duma Radio.
Thank you, sir.
Hello, the league is tied at the top. But for me, I'm going to go with Vets University, the Pit Fest Boys. Oh, the student. Oh, what a marvelous team to watch. Governor and David team, for example, best team. They impress a lot when they play, especially when they play those so-called big teams. They show character, they show strength, they show everything. They play some downs without Monari. Colonel scored in that center midfield that do marvelous. And then I see them lifting the cup.
I feel it's going to be the last minute of a dying horse in a couple of days, because everyone want to improve, everyone want to take the lead. But I think Vets University and Mamelodi Sundowns, they are most the favorites. Or there is a big possibility for them to take this lead. To me, I can feel Vets University is taking it. But again, Sundowns still got an upper hand, still got games in hand. But to have games in hand does not mean you can take a lead. You have to win those games in hand.
Eric Ramaseke is a former left-back for Mamelodi Sundowns, who won a couple of titles, a couple of cups as well. What does he think about the title race? Who he thinks is in prime position to be able to land the title of the Absa Premiership and being named the Absa Premiership champions?
I'm saying, Ivet, the way they are playing, they don't convince me. But now I can say that now that the edge is way harder. That's what I'm saying for now. For the 14, I don't know. If I shut down, we are playing well, but the thing is we don't take our chances. You see, that's a problem. And I don't know whether the guys are tired or what. The Pirates, they're also playing well. But Pirates, the last games, they start off well, and then in momentum, it goes down during the game, and then once the team falls against them, then they want to come and play it too late. Cape Town City, they haven't been doing well, but they're coming up now lately. So it's going to be tough for me to say, now I can put my head on the block and say, it's either one of them can take it. See that? This one, I'm going to give it up until the last four, then I can tell you. To be honest.
There you are, ladies and gentlemen. We've dissected it, looked at all the different angles, and possibly some angles we left out, because, of course, it is a broad and speculative subject, because no one knows actually really what's going to happen in the next few days. And as I've mentioned throughout the show, I'm not one to be shy about my opinions about football-related matters, especially South African football-related matters. Peter Musimane, for me, is going to win the title. I mentioned that on national radio multiple times when I'm asked my opinion about where the EPSA Premiership title will go. If it goes to Bidvest Wits, I'm happy. If it goes to Orlando Pirates, I'm more than happy. Cape Town City, historically, it will be the first time that Benny McCarthy wins the title, so I'll be very, very happy for him. One concern, though, that I have is inconsistency. And as I've tried to ask that from Xola Magwaza, as okay, we're saying that, okay, it's because it's competitive, but really for me, I find it extremely inconsistent. And it's frustrating to watch some of the games because form tells you nothing about the game that is about to unfold. Sometimes a team, you know, it as a team that plays 4-4-2, it plays with wingers, it crosses the ball. One match, they don't do that. The other match, the next game, they do precisely that. The teams are inconsistent. And as a result, that's why number 9 is separated by only 9 points or 10 points from number 1. And also, when you look at the bottom of the table, the teams that are in the relegation zone are separated by less than a handful of points, which tells you the story about the EPSA Premiership. Well, it's only time will tell, of course. That's the nature of the game, that we make predictions, we talk about games. We have to put ourselves and our heads on the block and say, this is going to happen based on this educated opinion. For example, Sundowns, for me, have won titles. Number one. Will they be number one again? I think so, right? If it doesn't happen, of course, I won't be left with an egg on my face. I will appreciate whoever wins the title. My name is Nkululeko Nkewu, and this has been The Big Issue. Thank you very much for listening to us.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.